I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 934, Counting on Life. Did you know the life expectancy in the United States went down in the last couple years? Yep. NPR puts it in these stark terms. Life expectancy in the U.S. fell in 2021 for the second year in a row. It was the first time life expectancy dropped 2 years in a row in 100 years. So here are the stats. In 2019, someone born in the U.S. had a life expectancy of 79 years. 2020, because of the pandemic, it dropped to 77 years. That's a two-year drop. And in 2021, the lifespan dropped again to 76.1 years. Well, that's a big bummer, but it helps us carpe diem, if you will. And the Bible is really big on seizing the day. I'm a big countdown person. I've got lots of countdowns on my app, on my phone. I have paper countdowns in my home. I love to look forward to vacations, holidays, big life milestones, and more. But I'm not sure about a countdown to death. I'd rather count on life. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments ever given, to love God and to love others. And loving God means knowing that life is brief and making the most of it while we're here. One person suggested taking your age and deducting it from that 76.1 years, and that leaves you with the number of years remaining, on average, and then multiply the number of years that you have left, on average, by 365, and you get the number of days that you have left. Then, the suggestion is to take some 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper and cut them into squares. Number the squares and let them represent the days you have left. Okay, we're not finished yet. Then, we're supposed to take a slip every day off that pile and toss it in the trash. And that little exercise is supposed to remind you that your life is getting shorter as your stack gets thinner. I'm a countdown person, as I said, but I ain't doing that. And yet the point still pertains. Life is getting shorter every day. And as the saying goes, only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. You know, we're told to number our days, but not for that purpose. Instead, I don't think it's about counting your days, but about making your days count. Paul tells us to redeem the time. So let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself young? It's a bit of a tricky question, isn't it? Tony Evans wrote, "There are many people today who consider themselves young. I mean, if you take a group of 20-somethings and ask them if they're young, most, if not all, would raise their hands. There's only one problem. You cannot measure your age by your birthday. You can only measure your age by your death date. You see, if you're 35, and you're only going to live to be 40, you're an old man. But if you're 45 and you're going to live to be 90, then you're still pretty young. You can only measure how old you are by the time you have left before you die. Yet, who knows when they're going to die? Nobody. So no one really knows how old he or she is. So here's the great question. What did you do yesterday? Just think about yesterday that made that day count. Let's pray this prayer from Stephanie Singletary. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days. Help us to understand and to know that today is the day that someone needs our prayers, our help, and our encouragement. Today, someone we know needs to hear your gospel of salvation. Teach us today that our lives are but a moment. Yesterday's gone, and we can't bring it back. Today is all we have. Give us wisdom to understand the brevity of our lives. We are but a moment, but you are life eternal. Give us not just the understanding of our brevity, but give us the wisdom to walk it out as well. Help us to apply the truth that you have shown in your word today so that we don't miss another opportunity to share your love, your grace, your hope with that person today. We might be the only Jesus someone ever gets to see. So teach us, O Lord, to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. Today is all we have. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 935, and in the meantime, yes, I love countdowns. But you see, my countdowns are all about life, not death. So I hope you'll join me in treasuring every moment of this precious gift of God that's called today. May God bless you and me as we continue counting, but counting on life.